The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
Danny's Listening is a bonus series brought to you by Family Secrets.
So I've been listening to Family Secrets for a long time, and I really enjoyed it. Today I heard Danny's interview with Kelly, and I thought, okay, it's probably time to deal with a huge secret that needs to be shared. The backstory is that I was married for many years, three children, wonderful wife. I was gay, in the closet, and my greatest fear was that somebody would find out that I would be rejected. Well, they did find out because I was outed by my two sons and my brother at one point about 15 years ago. It was a nightmare and traumatic. We got through it, but for various reasons now there is estrangement between me and my three children. And apart from that, about 8 years ago, I found out that my wife at the time had been having an affair throughout the marriage. I suspected something, but I had no right or room to say anything given my own circumstances. My children don't know about this. The point about if it's mentionable, it's manageable. And the point about toxic waste made today both resonated with me. I'm right now dealing with how to share this with the kids. In the meantime, I'll keep listening. Thanks so much.
Hi, it's Danny. First of all, thanks for being such a loyal listener. It's people like you who make sitting in my basement and recording this podcast such a deep pleasure, knowing that it's landing where it's needed most. I'm glad my conversation with Kelly Corrigan prompted you to call. Okay, onto the story you shared. It's such a striking example of the way secrets grow and fester and become more and more damaging the longer we keep them. You describe your ex-wife as wonderful. What a beautiful thing to be able to say about someone with whom you've had such a complicated relationship. And it's clear how much you love your children. You say that your greatest fear during your marriage was that somebody would find out and you'd be rejected. We all have that secret fear, that there's something about us or within us that, if people knew, they'd find unacceptable. I remember once years ago when I was teaching a large group of writers, I gave them an exercise on the spot and asked them to write their single biggest secret on a piece of paper that afterwards they could rip up or burn or fold away, do whatever they wanted with. No one would see it. And nobody hesitated or looked at me with puzzlement. Everybody started writing, because this is our human nature. The sad irony is that those secrets are what keep us apart from the people we love and from ourselves, from loving ourselves fully and completely for who we are. Indeed, if it's mentionable, it's manageable. So now there's estrangement between you and your three children, and you're carrying this information that your wife had been having an affair throughout your marriage, keeping a secret of her own. You're wondering how to share this with the kids. Have you talked with your ex-wife about it? Might she be able to share it with them? I wonder if you're angry that while you were feeling so trapped and guilty by your secret, you were also married to someone who was living a lie. Maybe if all this could be aired out, that traumatic nightmare, as you describe it, could finally come to an end. I know it won't be easy, and it may get harder before it gets better. But I do believe that ultimately, we all want to connect with one another and be freed of the toxic waste of anger, betrayal, and secrecy. It hurts more to hold on to that stuff than to let it go. I wish you luck, and I'll be thinking of you.
If you have a family secret story you'd like to share on Danny's Listening, please call 888-SECRET-0. That's 888-SECRET and the number 0.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.